We out here on some nut shit. Y'all already know what it is.
Wait, time out. I don't have a good song on. I don't even have a song on.
Sure. Yeah, man. I don't... Like, what... It's so you guys okay. So I guess you guys ran out of all the aux chords in your place. I feel like aux chords are like the one thing that I have like a million of in this place. I think I have like one for each of my beats that I had. I think I have like one with my speakers or something that came with the speakers. I feel like I have like a million of them. Mm. But at the same time,
now you mentioned aux like all the aux chords you have. Do you know how aux chords work? I just learned. I was shopping for
an
extra long aux chord. So, you know how different aux chords, the tips are different. Like sometimes they'll have like two sections or three sections.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. I never really thought about that, but I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was just like a visual thing, but apparently, there's like it actually affects the quality of your aux chord. So. There's like three different ones and like three different types. And the more sections that it has, I think it can have up to three sections. The more sections that it has, the more like audio channels. So the aux chords with only like one. Those are usually mono audio. If they have like two sections, that's normally stereo. And if they have three sections, that also usually allows for stuff with like microphones.
Yeah,
like
has a mic.
Left, right audio channels and stuff like that. It is really interesting. I didn't know.
I'd check, but I'd lose your audio. The reason we're talking about this, by the way, everyone, is because right before we start recording, Brad's like, oh my god, I just remembered that my aux cord broke. So you said you're recording on your phone?
Yeah, I'm
on my phone now. No biggie.
It feels kind of weird. Like, usually this feels more like, obviously I have fun doing the podcast, but it does feel like business in a way. Like, you know, this is something that we schedule and
yeah I know what you mean.
It's more of like a formal thing, but like not like I'm just like on my bed just laying back.
Hey, just vibing. It's literally just like you're talking to someone on the phone.
Yeah, but
no, I feel you on the on the professionalism of it with this boom arm now, which I think I had for the last podcast night and I was talking about it, or maybe I didn't. I think I did, but I was I've been doing trainings at work. Like I've been like running trainings at work. So like, obviously since I'm running them, like I actually put my face cam on. It's like the only time I put my face cam on for work, but I've had them on. And after the one training I did, not my like direct boss, but like the senior, propane engineer at my company, I'm a propane engineer. So like the guy who runs all the plants that I work with, but not for, it's kind of confusing, but he was, he's like, after the meeting, everyone left. And he was just like, we were just like talking about just like all the stuff that I did the training on and whatever. And he's like, because obviously I have like my boom arm that's like in the frame because I keep it right in front of my mouth. And he goes, sir, are you planning on starting like a late night talk show or something? And I'm like, what?
And he's like, already have one.
he's like,
the Bittersweet Taste podcast.
Yeah, I did. I told him, I was like, no, I do a podcast and I stream now. So that's what it's for. And he just starts laughing. But I did get a plug in there. So I did tell him the name.
Yeah. And you got a plug in here. Remember to follow Nick's stream at
twitch.tv/checknope. Yes, definitely do.
I got you, Nick.
Thank you. Well, we'll skip around topics here. But so you said this Cali album was only 30 minutes long?
Yes, 36 minutes.
Okay, I might stream it. I might just stream me listening to it. We'll see. If it's only
30. I heard the first half of it.
Mm-hmm. How is it?
Really good. Really cool. A lot of it is in Spanish. There's a lot of like
all Spanish, right? Or mostly.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, this is like our Spanish album.
If you want, we could like at any point, like there's like a lot of like references and stuff, like whenever after you listen to it, like we could like talk for a bit. Bet. And yeah, there's like a lot of like references, not just to like Spanish, but like to Colombian specific that a lot of people wouldn't know.
Okay,
but it's a cool album. I really liked Vaya con Dios. Yo, that song, once you get to it, slaps, dude.
Yo, Cali Uchis to me just has like the perfect energy that like fits into like that I like listening to. So I talked about this on like the podcast at a different point with when I listened to that album that Pam told me to listen to. I forget the girl's name. But that album is also in Spanish. I was just talking about how, like, I want to try listening to music more that where I don't necessarily understand the lyrics. But what was I saying? But yeah, like, her energy to me, like, I don't need to understand the lyrics. I just, and the instrumentals she picks are fantastic for the most part. Really, for like the vast majority of like her instrumentals are really fun and really cool to listen to. So like, I just, that's all I need. I don't really need to understand the lyrics. And I mean, honestly, like, I don't want to say coming from trap music, but it's like a lot of trap music, you don't necessarily, especially now, you don't really understand the lyrics like the first listen through anyway. So like, what's the difference? but no, I was literally on, what was I doing? What was I doing? Oh, I got home. I got home. I just got home from taking pictures for,
Oh, sorry about that.
You're good.
Smacked my head on the wall.
different environment. It's okay. You got to get used to it. All right,
as you were saying, you got home.
You're good. I got home from, taking pictures for, since I'm doing, like a new, picture, like of a Jordan 1 outfit every day this week. And, so I got home from taking pictures for that. And, I stopped, I parked my car in my, like by my driveway and I looked at my phone and, I got a Spotify notification that was like, hey, listen to this Caliucci's album. I'm like, wait a second, the Caliucci's album, like the one that I've been like waiting on, the one that she's announced for like 8 months. I'm like, there's no fucking way. So I tap on it. And then I'm like, oh my God, it's just there. It's just there in my phone. Just sitting there.
It's such a random drop. Yep,
it was there the whole time. No one drops. People don't. Sometimes people drop singles on a Wednesday, like midday on a Wednesday. But it's not typical that people drop. Yeah, 5 p.m. on a Wednesday. I was like, oh. And I don't follow her or really. I got to start following like artists I really like on Twitter and stuff. Because, or just social media in general. Because that's kind of where they announce their, like the release dates, and especially for like smaller art, like not big name artists that get like a lot of press, usually that stuff doesn't trend. Like I don't follow like Meg Thee Stallion, but I know that, but like everyone's been promoting Meg Thee Stallion for the past year basically. So like when she announced it, I was like, oh okay, cool, like her album's coming out on Friday. But I knew that, but I didn't see that. So I went to Callie's Twitter page and I was like, oh my God, she actually said like maybe Sunday or Monday that she was announcing that she released it, that she was going to release it today, which obviously flew under my radar, but that's going to...
Oh, wow, yeah.
Huh. Yeah. This is an awesome week for music for me. This is amazing. This is like, this is an amazing week. I got Caliucci's today. I have Meg Thee Stallion album on Friday. I have a St. John album on Friday. You know who St. John is, right? I think Shiver Baba likes him. Hmm?
St. John?
St. John.
I think
Shiver. You know Roses? You know the song Roses? Like the
old, like, 2016 song?
No, okay, well, actually, it might have been. No, it's not 2016. No, it's, like, his song, but they did a remix to it, so, like, it plays all the time. You've actually definitely heard it before. I've heard it play Roses? In your apartment. I've heard it play in the apartment before. Yeah, it'll be, and St. John spelled Saint, and then J-H-N.
Anyway. I've heard the remix. Okay, yeah, I know this first.
But anyway,
so new album by them?
Yeah, new album by him, which I'm really excited for. It has a lot of cool features on there. There's a J.I.D. feature on there. There's a Kanye feature on there. There's bunch of awesome features on there that I'm excited for. It's supposedly a good project, but we'll see. And then what's the other one? I get a new Sabrina Claudio song on Friday. I'm getting so much music this week. I'm getting it. There's a Kith drop on Friday. I might save that mini topic for later, in case we have time for it. But there's a Kith drop on Friday. It's craziness. This is like the best. And my birthday's on Friday. So this is the best. This is prime scenario. The only thing, the singular thing that can make this better is if Donda dropped on Friday, which it isn't. But.
What if Kanye dropped on Friday?
That's what I mean by Kanye. Kanye's
album. Oh, Donda. I understood something else.
Very good. Yeah, if Kanye's album dropped on Friday, that would be literally the perfect birthday ever.
I hope it does, Nicole.
It won't, but I can be hopeful. And then even next week, I still get some other really... Oh, God. Everyone's packing in the fourth quarter. I'm so excited. It sucks that Drake moved his project to... I think he said January. of 2021, obviously, which I'm kind of bummed about because it would have been cool to like have that in the fourth quarter, but we'll see. Maybe we'll get a Kendrick or something.
Oh, you know, we should do a top. It's nearing the end of the year, right? We should do the top albums of the year.
Yeah,
at some point.
Yeah, I'm prepping. Maybe I'll do that here instead. I was debating on how I wanted to do it. Now that I really only have one episode for music and then one episode with you to talk about whatever, maybe that's actually a way better
idea. Maybe some of the listeners want to know what I listen to as well.
Yeah, man, that's a good idea. I don't even know why I didn't consider that, but yeah, that's leagues above the better idea. My idea was like to just shove a third episode a week and that was just lists. And honestly, I don't really. I mean, that would have been fine, but no, that's astronomically a better idea. That's so much better.
I'm not sure if you remember, but last year I was just like catching up on a lot of music. In contrast, I've heard a lot of albums that came out this year, and I think I have a pretty good list so far. I'm excited to hear what you have as well, so mm-hmm. we'll see how that play, that podcast plays out.
Yeah, and like in my head I was gonna do so is it actually listener sounds like we're doing this. But like in my head, like I have my playlist of like my favorite songs that came out. Obviously, I'm not going to list all of them because I think the playlist is at like 200 some songs at this point. So I wasn't gonna mention every single one of them. But I think it's literally 10 hours of music exactly. Yeah, it's a lot of fucking songs. Well, but what I was
an entire day.
Yeah, but what I was gonna do is like shave it down to like 100 and then just like rattle them all off, and then maybe once I get to like the top 25 give or take, then I get a little bit more into detail. Ooh. But at least give like 100, at least give like 100 singles that came out that I really liked. And then I was gonna do I think I was gonna do 15 albums, maybe 20. I might do 20, and then if I decide that like the last five aren't like that crazy, then I'll just do 15, but I'll do at least 15.
Sure. I have around like 10 albums for the top 10, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Others just haven't, like, I don't know, I feel like, you know, there's been some good music this year, but just, you know, due to like events and stuff,
everyone's been holding off.
Everybody's been holding off, and I think a lot of the stuff that has been released just is not actual release. I feel like it's just experimental stuff that artists are releasing because of quarantine. They're like, oh, we get a chance to release this now, you know?
Right.
Oh, you can see that with like Brockhampton, like their whole what was it, Technical Difficulties.
Oh yeah, I forgot that. You know what's funny, I didn't listen to really any of those. I'm weird with that kind of stuff. I should have. Mm-hmm. I should really just revisit those. I completely forgot that they did that.
Yeah, same here. I do. I mean, all right, it's fine. I won't talk anymore about music. I'll leave that for when we do that podcast.
No, we're good. I mean, we can set the floor for. I mean, it's we're midway through November, damn near at the end.
Yeah, that's so true. Like, oof. Lord.
Oh my God.
It feels like since March, time has both gone by extremely slowly, but also, where did the time go?
Exactly, like, super fast. Yeah, it's weird. I feel like everyone has that same feeling, but can't describe it because it's like an undescribable feeling. Because you're right. Because like it felt like every day was like the exact same because you weren't really doing shit since March. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But like, also, it's November. November's halfway done already. When I can just still visualize just chilling in my room with my roommates.
Yep.
Back in Penn State, but and it's crazy, man. I forget. Like since you guys all have staggered graduation dates at this point, like I was talking to Hallie last night and I'm like, because she's applying for like jobs and stuff, like real people jobs, quote unquote, like, you know, like adult jobs, and I'm like, and it took me a second, I remembered because she graduates in December.
Okay.
And I'm like oh my God, like I completely forget that you're done. Like I'm getting like secondhand excitement for like my friends that are now graduating, but it's just funny, I'm like, oh my God, like it's December already. Like you guys are almost done.
Big changes in our lives.
Big changes.
Oh
yeah.
Man.
Hallie Costa and Alex are the people I know that are dipping out in December.
Yeah. And then who's the, I think John, Pam, Baba. I think Shiv. I don't know. Shiv is staying a little longer because.
Yeah, Shiv's doing med school, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's
no, he switched. He's he has like his own like plan, but looks like it'll work out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like we're all getting out of here. All our college friends.
Yes, slowly but surely.
We're all adults now. Kind of hard to think. It's kind of hard to think.
It's horrible. And talking to like other like people our age that are doing like adult shit and hang out with like real adults. Like one of Hallie's friends, she thinks is gonna get proposed to in like soon. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, holy shit, man. Like that's like the age that we're at where people are gonna get like mad like proposed to all the time now. Like I feel like one of the reasons I don't go on Facebook is A, because I don't care about anyone that I'm friends with on Facebook for the most part, and two, because I definitely don't care about what the hell they're doing. But I feel like that's all that's gonna pop up over the next 2 years is just people getting proposed to. That's all my fault. And then in the next five, just even more. Oh my god, it's craziness.
I mean, do you think isn't it like not a good time to get married though? You can't really have. I mean, from what I've seen a lot of. Like news article or headlines of people having weddings and a lot of corona cases getting spread because of those weddings.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on how much better we get at testing, like how much better we get at testing. Because I mean, realistically, you can ask people to get tested and then I don't know.
Sure. It's, well, actually, did you see there's they approved the vaccine. They're seeking for approval now.
Well, what they approved, well, I saw that. Well, Pfizer, if you guys listening haven't paid attention to the news at all over the past few days, Pfizer and Moderna, both announced highly effective
vaccine. I don't know about Moderna, but Pfizer was 95% effectiveness.
Yeah, like 95%
success rate.
Yeah, yep. And I think Pfizer might be 90 or something like that. It's high. They're high enough where it's like a feasible thing, right?
Yep.
But yeah, which is big news for one. And then the second news, I'm actually going to refer to Twitter, otherwise known as the Millennial Newspaper. And
the Millennial Newspaper. Wow.
I feel like Reddit might be the Millennial Newspaper, and then I think Twitter might be Gen Z Newspaper.
I feel like it's the other way around.
You think so? Well, Gen Z is younger.
I feel like Twitter is more. Doesn't Twitter like? Or doesn't Reddit have like younger? I guess it depends on what subreddit you're on.
I guess.
Yeah, Reddit has like a crazy range in demographics when it comes to like young people. But yeah, Twitter is definitely. I do like the Millennial Newspaper. It's a good way to put it. It's a. But you're saying about.
But I saw somewhere, of course, the fucking headline news reader over here. But I'm pretty sure I saw that a home testing kit was approved by the FDA. Which is massive news because now you don't have to go to a fucking drive-through.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And get your brain picked by a Q-tip.
Mm-hmm. Have you done that test?
No, but.
It sucks.
Actually, yeah, I believe it. Well, funny. Well, this actually was the first topic I wanted to talk about, but we transitioned to it. We just kind of fell into it anyway, which makes sense because you can't not talk about COVID at any point in 2020. But my mom actually just tested positive today, so myself and my dad and my mom obviously are going to be quarantining for 14 days. So I got to go get myself checked out. I mean, not that it really matters, but because I'm going to quarantine.
Should we be doing this anyway. Podcast? What if I get infected?
I'll give you a computer virus. I'll sneeze.
Yeah, does it work like that?
I'm surprised no one's trying
virus,
to
right? That yet.
You'll see that's a headline for the onion.com. But
is she all right?
She's doing all right. Asymptomatic. She's not asymptomatic. I think she has very like mild symptoms from.
Okay, that's good.
As far as I know, which is good. Honestly,
and you and your dad don't have any symptoms or anything?
No. And she would have gotten it, I think, this past weekend or like early this week or like late last week. So my mom is in like the healthcare field, for the listeners that don't know. So she gets tested. So she's working with
patients.
And
for Brad who didn't know.
But she's so she works at Patience. So she gets tested every week, I believe. And I think Thursday she got was her last test. And she was negative for that test. But at some point, one of her patients or a couple of her patients or some amount of her patients tested positive. So so she was like, well, I should probably get tested again. So I think yesterday she got tested again. Like, I think Monday she came home and she's like, hey, like, I think some of my patients ended up positive for COVID. So she was just, I think she stayed home on Tuesday, got tested, and then came back today as positive. So she would have gotten it somewhere in between, you know, Thursday and today or yesterday, I guess. So it's relatively early on, but, you know, just as general safety precautions, you know, we're just going to quarantine for the 14 days. So, I mean, I'll still get tested as much as I can. It's kind of a pain in PA a little bit here to get, or at least around here to get tested. A lot of sites are either requiring like a doctor's note or
there's no like walk-in
or symptoms thing? There are, but you need in theory, on paper you're supposed to, you know, quote unquote have symptoms for most of these in order to get them.
It's not sufficient to say that you've been in contact with somebody that,
yeah, you'd think, right?
Tested positive,
you'd think, right? Well, my
because that's how it is here.
Yeah. I think here the maybe the numbers are too big. Maybe they just want to focus on getting people who are actually like symptomatic. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of messed up regardless, and you only have so many tests and so many people to run those tests, so it is what it is. But what
for anybody who is still denying the virus, here's more proof. I guess
but yeah, we're still relatively early. I already talked to my boss and like some of the people at work, and I was like, hey, I'm gonna be not traveling for the next 2 weeks, and I was like, all right, that's cool.
And everything went smoothly? Like, did they require you to do anything at work? No, right? Because you've just been doing
it's good. And realistically, I can run my entire job, I can run remotely. Like, it's not an issue, and I'm remote, you know, the vast majority of the time anyway. It's just that if it's just so that someone doesn't call me up and ask me to like come down to see something at like a site somewhere. But even that's not a big deal, because I mean, with FaceTime now, everyone has I'm pretty sure everyone in my company has iPhones, so they can just FaceTime me if they need me to look at something or send pictures, or there's like numerous other avenues of communication that work equally as well.
For sure.
So they don't, and you know, it's like I think some of the cases are going up. I'm not going to say the name of my company. I mean, I think I've said it before, so if anyone out there listening wants to do the research on it, but just for the sake of the company, I'm not going to say their name in this snippet here, but I think their numbers have been going up slightly. Like, there's been like an uptick at this point or somewhat recently. Happens. Yeah. I'm so sure. It's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and it's funny because I actually had, what's today, Wednesday, I was supposed to have in-person trainings, like an in-person tour today. Like, I was supposed to do two tours, like one in the morning, one in the afternoon in person one of our sites. And yesterday, after my online training, I was talking to my boss, and I was like, hey, like, I know, like, it seems like, well, people were emailing me and asking me if I still plan on doing it because of the uptick in cases. And I was like, I don't know if it's a smart idea to do that. And my boss is like, yeah, I agree. Like, we should probably just hold off and see what happens. Which is funny because, you know, I just ended up having the quarantine today anyway, so I would have
it worked out. There you go.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I guess that's good. We were a little proactive on that. But yeah, I mean, I just started, but like, I guess you guys just started too, because you guys are quarantined recently as well, correct?
Yeah, like 2 days ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for the viewers, as has been said before, I'm from Puerto Rico, and I'm going to be traveling back to the island. And my parents are on the older side, and as many of you know, that they're more prone to, you know, have like severe corona symptoms. So I've just, you know, me and my roommates, we've been trying really hard to quarantine, as I'm sure Nick will be starting now.
Yeah.
but yeah, it's life now. End of the year quarantine.
Yeah. So how are you guys like doing? Like, how are you guys running it? Like, so are you So it's you three in the apartment, right? You, Pam, and John are just quarantining together.
We're not letting anybody into the apartment.
Got it. Yeah.
Unless they test well and haven't, you know, obviously
seen anyone else since.
Like, obviously you can see other people. If they've been like going out or something, then we don't want them here.
As long as
everybody's like socially distancing, wearing masks. Like, if we have guests over, like, we're gonna ask them to wear masks, and we ourselves will be wearing masks.
Awesome.
So yeah, just taking the measures, you know, that our government and our health professionals have recommended, as everybody should.
Nice, good shout out. Hell yeah. Wear that fucking mask, people. It's just a piece of cloth. Just wear it. Just wear it for the 10 minutes. Just wear it for the 15 minutes in the store and then take it off as soon as you get out, man. It's not that difficult. I promise.
And for the people saying they can't breathe, it's all placebo. You can most definitely breathe. Just try it.
Just try it.
Revolutionary, I know, but you just try breathing in it, and trust me, you'll be able to breathe, and you won't die.
I've
done it for many months now,
and it kind of cracks me up. It doesn't crack me up. I shouldn't say that because that might be a little fucked up to say. But like, it kind of, I'll say, intrigues me when people are like, "Hey, I have like a respiratory issue where like I can't wear this mask," and I'm like, "Well, if you get COVID, you're going to die because you already have a respiratory issue." I mean, granted, I'm very much simplifying, and I'm not a medical expert, but that's just that slight little bit of logic is kind of lost on me, I guess.
Nah, some people just want chaos, man. I'm sure people have forgotten by now, but we said at one point that we would do a Target podcast. I quit Target because of Corona, you know, I didn't want to risk anything, but, we did have people at Target. They just walk in every day with no masks, and they'd say some bullshit about having asthma or something, and I'd see those same people just doing whatever physically straining activity that would impede them as much as a mask, and they'd be completely fine. So I don't know, do people just want excuses to not wear it?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It's like, it's funny because we somehow almost come full circle where at the beginning people didn't wear it because they didn't think it was like a big deal, right? And then maybe around like August, September, people started complaining a lot less. You started seeing less and less videos of people in like department stores like flipping out on random employees just for asking them to wear a mask. But then now now in November, we're kind of like, we have the phrase used being thrown around now is like COVID fatigue. Where it's just, you know, people are just tired of being, you know, just being restricted in like every part of their life now. So like, I feel like now people are again kind of getting hesitant, or not hesitant, getting adamant about wearing masks. But yeah, man, listen, the quicker we all just get on the same page, the quicker we're out of this shit.
Yep. Honestly, that's it.
But we talked about it last episode, but people just don't like, we just don't like being told what to do as Americans. So yep. It is what it is.
It all goes back to that.
Yeah, and definitely I'm not going to be able to tell people. I haven't told a soul to wear a mask. I haven't told a damn soul. What's the use? If you're not wearing it in a busy-ass store, me telling you to is not going to change your mind. So yeah, I'm just not coming near you.
Yep, at that point, that person doesn't care. For themselves or for the others in their surroundings. So
yeah.
I'm just not going to bother.
Are we out here? So yeah, I guess it is a good thing that I didn't plan on coming up this weekend, because at least I wouldn't have got my hopes up for no reason.
That's true.
but yeah, well, that's okay. Instead, it's funny. Alex asked me, I was talking to Alex a couple of days ago, and she's like, "Hey, so what are you doing for your birthday then? Like, if you're since I wasn't planning on going up." I'm like, honestly, I'm not planning on doing anything. Like, this might be like the first adult. Well, it is 23. Well, 22 is really like kind of in my head. 22 is like your first adult, like real adult birthday, because nothing happens. It's like not nearly that as big of a deal. But if you're in college,
why are you telling me this? My 22nd birthday is in 2 months, man. You're telling me it's going to be boring? Listen, I have really high expectations. My first 21st birthdays, they were all amazing, and they were all just my fantasy come true. This isn't going to happen for my 22nd birthday.
No, ain't shit happens. Ain't shit happens. You wake up, your back hurts a little bit more somehow.
Yeah, and you like, just keep moving. I guess I'm 22 now.
Yeah, you say, oh, damn, guess I'm 22, and you just keep fucking moving. Nah, ain't shit happens. 22 is the worst birthday ever. Worst birthday ever. And it only gets worse because now you're just getting old. Like, at the least, you're still kind of riding the high of being like, hey, like, at least last year was fun. Like, maybe I can still have fun this year, right? That was my mentality. Granted, you guys did a really awesome thing for my 22nd birthday. So that alone made it awesome. The birthday itself, like the physical day or what it meant, was not great. But you guys threw me that party was awesome. But other than that, 22 is dumb as shit. 23, even worse. It's like, you're not doing anything. I'm like.
Any expectations for 24?
Any expectations for 24? No, nada. I'm getting a year closer to being able to rent a car without an additional fee. That's the next milestone is 25.
Oh my god, I can't wait for that.
And then 30s, and then you start hitting the decade countdowns, and it's like, ugh. See, at this point, at 23, even though numerically it doesn't make any sense, I feel closer to 30 than I do to 20.
So, Nick, how old do you think you'll be when you're inducted into the S&P 500?
In the S&P 500, how old will I be? I don't think I'll have a company with a public offering. But if I were to have a company, I think it would be private. I don't think I would have it as a public offering. Which would be cool, because really? Then I could...
like all the money... You have a. I feel like all the money's in like public companies, though.
Well, what if like
bar obviously one the thing, extremely one thing, successful.
Yeah, one thing that I think if like everything in my life that I did went perfectly according to plan, one thing that I would like to do is own like obviously like own a clothing company or own some. At this point, I would like to own like some sort of like media, have a media personality, but whatever. I digress. Mm-hmm. But have that. Get bought by a larger company, but still be able to operate the same. If that makes sense.
Oh, like you still being.
Yeah, like if I
okay.
Yeah, so like I don't mind not necessarily being in charge of everyone, but I like being in charge of myself. If that makes sense.
Of the company, like the company is still.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Or it's like, yeah, sense. Exactly. So it's like, or if like I can still, like if I'm designing the clothes, like if I can still like keep, like I can still operate as I would be if I still had full control. But we'll, I mean, you know, that's perfect plan type shit. That's like dream job scenario type stuff.
I think it is the way to go though, because starting up companies has become just so much harder nowadays, especially with all like all these big companies monopolizing certain areas of
it depends
the world essentially.
It depends on your path is, right? Because if a lot of people start companies to get bought for them to get bought by a larger that's company true. Inherently that's where the money's at, because depending on how you want to do it, you can either get a large lump sum at the beginning, you can, you know, get you can get like a some stake in the buy in the company, you can keep your job, whatever. You can do like a whole bunch of avenues, but like some people want to create companies just for them to get bought and then just leave it which I think would be cool. But like
they make companies for sport
for financial gain. It's like just like in theory you're flipping a business theory, but
now, yeah, I have seen that. I saw that. Have you ever watched? I'm sure you have. Shark Tank.
Yeah. Oh my like god. My family Cuban loves that show. Yeah.
Yeah. They'd always. They have like some people like that on there. Like they'll like talk about their backstory and they're like, yeah, like I've started a bunch of companies. So I guess it is a common thing.
Yeah. That's like all. That's how like three of the five made their money of the base five, right? Because I think Mark.
Mark Cuban just
made like pretty much, crap ton of software and sold it for a shit ton of money and then just became and then invested that money into an NBA team and then made a crap ton of money off that. Everything Mark Cuban touches turns to gold. It is insane.
Honestly, man, that man knows what he's doing.
He does know what he's doing. He's a smart guy. Guy. But what Brad was trying to loop us into here was big news for me and for a lot of people, especially if you hold financial gain in this company. Tesla is being inducted into the S&P 500. They announced that on Monday, I think. and the stock promptly shot up like 12% or something like that after hours. Oof. It was ridiculous. Jesus. And it's still riding that high. It's craziness.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah, that cements Tesla pretty much as like a
real
mainstay in the world.
It's not a fad anymore. Like, people were riding that thing. Like, I don't know if it's going to crash. Like, they were essentially treating it like a bubble. You know, like, not exactly like Bitcoin, obviously. But, like, Bitcoin, people treated Bitcoin like a bubble. Like, they knew it was going up. They knew it was going to burst eventually. They just didn't know when. That's all kind of in theory to how they were treating Tesla. But, nah, as soon as they got it, yeah, they're in. So, it's a real thing now. It's a real deal.
Yeah, man. I think this move could definitely, like, if this makes sense, it could push Tesla from simply being an alternative to being a choice. You know, like Tesla cars, I feel they're seen by a lot of people still as not necessarily as a luxury, but
also alternative car is a good way to put it. I've never even thought about it that way, but you're exactly correct. Mm-hmm. Like, there's like your mainstream car manufacturers, like, you know, like the Fords and the Nissans and the Kias and all that fun stuff, right? And then there's Tesla. It's like you can get all those cars or you can get a Tesla. It's like you can get like it's not you people I feel like the you're right you're exactly right calling it like an alternative car company, because people, I feel like the general public does not group them in as like a established
views them like company. That. Yep.
Yeah, they're just like an alternative, exactly, which is hilarious, because if some of these companies don't start picking up the pace, they're gonna just get left behind in the dust. No pun intended really there. But a lot of car companies have been on the electric wave, but Tesla's definitely just breaking down all the doors. And this inclusion is, you know, a massive step, to say the least.
So I have a question. Does it, is Tesla is inducted into S&P. Does this mean Tesla, the car manufacturer, or Tesla and all of its, like,
no, just Tesla, the
sub? Oh, wow. Really?
Well, what do you mean? Like, well, because SpaceX is a separate company.
What about like the Boring Company? That's also separate.
The Boring Company is also separate.
Under Tesla. Oh,
yeah. I thought that was Tesla, the car manufacturer. No, as far as I know, just Tesla, the car manufacturer, is included in there. I'm pretty sure. The only reason I'm saying that is because I haven't heard any news past that. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't heard any mention of SpaceX or the Boring Company as part of it. They could be. I don't think they are, though. I'm pretty sure they are.
Okay.
But just,
I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Tesla, just the cars make an insane amount of money, I'm sure.
Yeah. Just to put into perspective, how much money came from that inclusion, and B, just how fucking rich Elon Musk is. Elon Musk, off that announcement, like right off that announcement, his net worth jumped $15 billion, something like that. $15 billion in like minutes. Just look at that. I'm now $15 billion richer. It's insanity. And that was like $35 per share ago. Now it's, that was like when it jumped from like low 400s to about 440, like mid 440s, like 450, give or take, and it closed today at 486.
Oh man, I found $15 today that I had lost, and I thought
you thought that was a big come up.
Yeah, but he's making $15 billion.
Dude, that is insane. I just the amount of just physical numbers that is, it's physical just net worth of a jump that can come from one announcement like that is craziness.
The but amount of just, college tuitions that is.
It's insane. And this is why, like, I know, keep in mind, I know very little about stocks. I know enough, as some would say, to be dangerous. Really just dangerous to myself and my own finances, but enough to be dangerous. But that's the stuff that fascinates me about, like, the stock market and just how it all works, is that literally just
it's imaginary
one announcement. Yeah, it's just one announcement, and just so much imaginary money just comes out of nowhere. Obviously, I'm being kind of coy about it, but it's insane.
Yeah, I mean, to boil it down, I'd say, yeah, one announcement and some dude makes $15 billion.
Yeah,
and I'm sure some other dudes lost a bunch of money as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure a bunch of people made crap tons of money. I think Sam's dad bought like a bunch of stock. Let's see if I kind of want to blow up Sam's spot a little bit here. Let's see if I'm gonna look through my messages and see
I want to get into stock. It's not something I know how it works and about it, but I guess I've never had the capital to feel comfortable investing to it. I guess I could if I really wanted to, but I kind of want to you have a more stable job now, so I'm sure it's even more than
it's definitely different. I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think that'll be a lot of fun making some imaginary money appear. Maybe one day I'll make $15 billion.
Yo, listen, man, it's insane how many people make their money off just good stock moves. It's a lucrative business, quote unquote business, mm-hmm. if you're good at it and if you know how it all works and if you know how if you're good at trends and all that stuff.
And you're
lucky. And sometimes you're just lucky.
The whole mix of luck, dedication, knowledge.
Yeah.
It's the perfect thing.
Some dude, it's funny, right when I got really into it, in the springtime, I was working at Target, and one of the other coworkers also got into it at the same time. So we would talk about it when we were both working together. And I guess some guy, maybe 50 years old, mid to late 50s, came into the store, and I guess he overheard us, and he was telling us, I bought Nike when early, when they, oof. It might've been before Jordan it was early enough where the amount, whatever small, relatively small amount he put in, he made a crap ton of money off it. Or at least so he told us. And I was just like, oh my gosh, that's insane. That's what Tesla is to me now. Tesla's market cap right now is what I see, $430 billion, excuse me, $460 billion, right? Tesla as a company to me there's a reason that people call it the Apple of cars, and it's because they just push their for what they do and for what actual market they're going for, they are insanely valuable. There's a reason why Apple's worth $2 trillion.
I could see that. Tesla is, in cars, making a very similar ecosystem that Apple is in phones.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if those companies partnered at some point
when
Tesla gets big enough.
Yeah, it pisses me off that Teslas don't do CarPlay, but I don't think they ever will.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. That's a multi-trillion-dollar company right there, Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally just a matter of time. I was talking to Sam. I was talking to Sam. It's in the making. I was talking to Sam because he's also really into it, into stocks and all that. And he's like, I forgot what he said. I forgot where I was going with this. I completely forgot my train. I literally just completely lost my train of thought. But it's going to be insane.
You're talking with Sam.
Yeah, but I forgot what he said. I don't know how I forgot.
You were just talking with Sam.
Yeah, it's I was just talking with Sam, just in general. Yeah, man, it's going to be cool. I'm going to start putting more and more in. Oh, I was talking to Sam, and I was saying, barring any any major scandals or any major issues, they're trending up. There's freight train that can't stop, man.
Hey, Elon Musk has had his scandals.
No, but the company, not
there's
Elon.
A lot of.
Not
well, yeah, I mean, no, I mean, I agree with you. He's had his scandals, his criticisms, and that hasn't stopped the company from growing.
Right,
because I think it's fair to say that he is. Yeah. You go, Nick. You go.
My bad. See, now I forgot what I was gonna say. You go.
I think, not Tesla. Elon Musk. He's the face of the company, right?
Correct, yeah.
There's been times where there's been controversy and the company has lost value, right, because of it. But even then, it's, as we can see, it still managed to grow. It's in the S&P now, the S&P 500, and...
Mm-hmm. And he brought that company from nothing. Really nothing. They were I was reading a tweet. I need to find that tweet again.
Do you think the company has transcended Elon Musk? Do you think if he were to leave there's...
I believe so, it's confusing because I feel like, at least my perception of it and from the knowledge I have, it's like it's like, I like Teslas are almost hipster cars, where it's just kind of like really hip people my age are getting really into it. And also like really, like people who have a lot of money who are really into like the space are getting into it, right? So I feel like there's like this weird like middle ground where like they're missing where like they're not really aiming, that's not really their target demo, right? Their demo is essentially, I don't want to say kids, like, but like, you know, millennials that like emerging technology, like clean tech, like don't like using like people like me essentially, who are really interested in like the environmental aspect of it, the efficiency of it, like, and the future proofing of the technology, right? And then there are people who are just into, hey, look, there's a cool new car in the market that does all these things. This is that, right?
I think it's good though. There's, I know a lot, or I don't know, but I've seen a lot of just older people that have gotten really into, like, I feel like just, it's just like this subset of dads in America that really, that are really into Tesla.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
as you mentioned,
well, they're luxury cars. Like they're branded as, or they're promoted as luxury cars. Relatively affordable luxury cars.
Yeah, affordable luxury.
Affordable luxury cars. Yeah, which I think
is what makes Tesla so great.
Oh my god!
Because it's not just affordable luxury, but it's also on the forefront of technology.
Yeah.
So it's accessible. Oh my god! I'm just so happy for Tesla. Like this is such a great move, man.
It is, and it's so awesome to see a company that. And especially Elon has a very, even though he has just, he's, you know, for the memes. And just to answer your original question, which I, you know, rambled into not even answering. I think in parts, Tesla has transcended Elon Musk just by the fact that it's just transcended technology. I mean, it's not even a car company and it doesn't trade like a car company. It trades like Tesla at its core is a technology company. They just so happen to make cars. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
when was Tesla founded? Did you know off the top of your head?
Give me a second.
It was like what? Early 2000s, late 90s? Something like that?
Yeah, something I'm guessing like that.
At the earliest 80s?
2003.
Wow.
Yeah, that's when it was first,
It's crazy. And it's only really become popular in the past five, six years, right?
Yeah, because for years they were still developing the technology. Right. And then they were bringing that cost down, and they were making the cars actually like attractive to buy. Cause I mean, like, I forget when did they announce the Roadster? Like the first Roadster. That was the first car that they announced. 2008. No, not the new Roadster. The original Tesla car that they announced was, it was delivered in February 2008. So since 2008,
I didn't know there was a 2008 Roadster.
Yeah,
wow.
That was the first car that they delivered, that they set out. But then they went on to, you know, make like actual cars that were like, you know, obviously way more affordable. I think that was like $250,000 car. I think right now they're $250,000. I can't remember how they were, probably way more expensive back then. But yeah, like it's so cool. Going back to like the price, it is so cool that you can buy for $35,000 an all-electric car that will save you all like a crap ton of money on gas, has great mileage, good speed, insanely reliable. And realistically, the only downside is that you probably have to A, live in an area that has a good amount of charging stations around you, or B, just own a house and be able to install it, which is
and I mean, that's insane. A non-problem. As you said, they're future proofing it, because that's not going to be a problem in a couple of years. Like once they're, you know, they've installed enough stations and whatnot across the country or across the globe. So,
right.
Yeah. Tesla's on the up and up.
And I mean, like just electric cars in general. Cause I mean, like just the more brands or companies you have making electric cars, the more the infrastructure around cars is going to change. Like, I was so fascinated. I saw my first supercharging station ever on the drive to Sarah's Beach House in Delaware. I wasn't amazed, but I was just like, oh my gosh. Nice. Like, it was just cool. It was the first time I've seen one. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, it's so cool to see that it exists, like, in real life. Like, I can see people charging their cars in Tesla-branded supercharging stations at a Wawa. I was like, this is amazing.
That's awesome, man.
This is going to be – I cannot wait.
The future is now.
from a technology standpoint, the next year is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, sorry to interrupt, but do you hear any background noise? Some people are playing music in the background, so I'm not sure if it's like...
I can't get anything. I'm not hearing anything.
I'm good?
Yeah, you're okay.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
No, you're good. But yeah, man, it's... I'm excited. I'm very excited. And actually, I want to... Since we mentioned Apple a little bit ago, just a little snippet I wanted to bring up. Just come back to just how crazy technology is now, how much it's come from. I saw a tweet pop up my timeline like right before we started recording of someone just posted, there's like some news of like the App Store going on, like the Apple App Store going on right now with like seller fees and all this kind of stuff. But I saw a tweet that was showing a keynote from 2007 or 2008 of Steve Jobs introducing the App Store for the iPhone, right? For the iPhone. And it was just like, it was like 5 minutes long, 5.5 minutes long. And the entire time I was just like, obviously this is before my time of like actually being, you know, into technology to the extent I am, even close to the extent I am now, right? Because I mean, 2007, 2008, I would have been, just quick math that I can't do, like 10, 11, give or take. So like, I'm too young to be keeping up with like active technology, right? But it's so crazy how that technology was new back then, and it was relatively groundbreaking. I don't want to put too much sauce on it, but it relative for the time period and for what it actually did, it was pretty groundbreaking. And now it's just like, you're looking at it now and you're like, okay, this is just the thing that's on my phone that I use every once in a while. It's just been there. It just works. It's not a big deal. But like the fact that there was, the app developers couldn't get an app on your phone up until that point, like, it's just craziness to me. And now it's just like second, third, fourth nature to people. They're just like, oh yeah, just download Spotify and listen to this, or download Twitch and watch and follow me on Twitch. Like me just saying that, people are like, all right, cool. You just go to the App Store, click it, and it's done. But like the fact that was new at one point and that I got to see it be unveiled is so cool. It's so cool to me.
I think it's fair to attribute a lot of the interconnectedness, I guess, that we have in the world nowadays due to the App Store. You know, like that was the gateway for a lot of people to the internet, pretty much, because a lot of people had phones, but it was at a time where phones weren't really, how do I put it, associated with the internet, right?
Yeah,
right. I think that's fair to say. Like, you know, some people had like internet browsers, but it was kind of like an extra thing,
right?
But after that, like, I feel like
the internet, you know,
not even just that, but like phone games, social media apps, just that was it.
It is so cool. I would talk about just how crazy technology is to anyone at length, because it is one of the most fascinating things historically to look at where we've come from and then where we are now, and, you know, to look forward.
And I mean, we're also both engineers, so I'm sure we have more an appreciation for it. That,
yeah, I guess that's true.
An appreciation because of that technical knowledge that we've gotten.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I try to explain to Sarah, like, all, like, the nitty-gritty of, like, what's cool with, like, the new iPhone or like the new Macs each year. Like, I tried to explain to her how, I'm not sure if you heard this, you might actually find this pretty interesting, Brad, but Apple last week announced, well, they'd announced it months ago, but they finally released their first laptops with their own processors in them. So they're no longer using Intel's. They now have their own fully packed
processor. It's a proprietary processor. Do you know, they designed the chip themselves? And
they designed everything. It is all in-house. It is all integrated. It has, like, its own, it's, like, all the GPU, CPU, and then, like, I think...
Jesus Christ.
Like a neural engine, or, like, they call it, like, the neural engine, but it's a machine learning all on one chip. And it's in all of, it's not all of there. They put it in their Mac Pros, or their MacBook Pros, excuse me, their MacBook Airs, and then their Mac Minis. And I wouldn't be saying these numbers unless someone actually verified them themselves, but they like doubled everything. They like doubled the battery life while like tripling and in some places like quadrupling the performance power. just by switching to their own, just by like having their own in a fully integrated chip there. And that is,
I mean, it makes
craziness.
Sense. Yeah. It's because they were, it makes sense because they were, you said they were using Intel processors.
They were using Intel processors. Yeah.
Intel processors. Yeah. They use, there's these things within processors called pipelines, and they're made in a way where it supports Microsoft more. So I'm sure that Apple just,
mm-hmm. And oh,
that's crazy.
And it's an integration thing, you know.
Well, I'm not sure how much you know about like processors, Nick, but for many years, for a decade or two, pretty much the only two processor companies were AMD and Intel.
Yeah.
So if Apple is now making their own processor, that means that, you know, that's another competitor in the market, and that's a really big competitor in the market. So
I wouldn't even consider them as competitors because they only make it for their own products.
I guess, but it's just...
They're essentially, but other companies are now just lost that market share because now Intel just lost probably one of their biggest clients, technically.
Yeah, and I mean, not just that, if Intel lost one of their biggest clients and that client managed to make a processor that works better for their products.
Yeah.
So, like, what does Intel do now? They're like, wait, shit, like, are processors just bad now, you know, like, in comparison?
Yeah. And it's so not...
I hope... Mm-hmm. I felt that there was a big, I felt like the processor industry became kind of stale because of what I told you of there only really being two competitors pretty much. I think this is good. I think this might like push them, unless, you know, they just don't do anything, which is honestly entirely possible, but
yeah,
it's really good that Apple did that.
Yeah, and I mean, like, a lot of their stronger computers are still using, like, whatever process that they have in them. And they still work very well for what they do. But I think, like, the jump isn't necessarily the quality of the processor. It's just the point that, like, at least the way that they framed it, it's just that, you know, with a tighter, since they now make the hardware and now the software, the hardware and the software in-house, they can all work better together. It's not like you're getting, you know, like, what is technically a third-party processor in your own device that you now have to adapt all your stuff to work with. You now are making everything from the very beginning to the very end. And I mean, they've been doing this for years with the iPhone. They've been doing it with the iPad. They've been doing it with the Apple Watch. They've been doing it with literally all their other products. All their other products have their own processes in them, except for the laptops. Well, except for their computers, which now they don't. Now you can have an Apple and a fully Apple, well, you know, fully, a more Apple made computer, and it works insanely well from the reviews and from all the critiques and stuff I've seen.
It makes sense.
It is insane.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, I'm whenever we're done with the podcast, I'm just gonna look into this for a while because this is awesome news.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
I think especially for me, for those of you who don't know, I'm a computer engineering major. Mm-hmm. So especially for me, like, this is all the more exciting. Like, I'm like nerding out right now.
Yeah, you gotta look at their. I should have sent you like their little presentation snippet. Honestly, I'd be down to like after we record, just like play it on Zoom just so I can watch it with you because you could probably explain it a little bit better.
Yeah. All right. Sure.
It is like from the very little understanding I had of what they were telling me. Like their presentation was so cool. Like just how much tech they had packed in these fucking things. It's insanity. I just can't quantify how big of a jump they made in both the, you know who MKBHD is, right? Like Marques Brownlee on YouTube.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing, amazing tech YouTuber. If for some reason you guys listening are into tech to any capacity and don't watch MKBHD on YouTube, please do. He's one of the best, if not the single best tech YouTuber on the platform. But he,
I agree.
Yeah, and
well,
he
can always also early, like, so he can
review it in time.
Mm-hmm. Unbox therapy is also pretty great for more casual therapy viewers. Is good.
But I feel like he kind of gets, he flip flops a lot. I feel like he's not.
Yeah, as it's more casual
with this stuff. Like Marques gets into like the nitty gritty sometimes. But regardless, Unbox therapy is good as well. And he has a lot of variety in his stuff for the most part.
Yeah, that's where I feel like the more casual aspect comes in. There's more variety in his, whereas Marques it's more like specs and, you know, like new releases. He's always like on top of that.
Yeah.
But so Marques Brownlee.
But Marques in his thing, when his explanation for it, was like he expected Apple, because obviously they announced that they were moving to their own processors back in June, I think, at WWDC, I think they announced that. So people have known that this is going to be around for a while, right? And he was like, he thought that when they finally got implemented into laptops, Apple was either going to use like the integration, like the increase in integration, to either increase the battery life or like the efficiency of the laptop or the performance power, like how actually good it was at running programs. And the fact that they were able to just demolish both of them is insane to me. Like, there is not a single thing on that laptop other than there's not a single like thing software wise or operation wise that is not at least doubled in quality or in performance. It's insane, including the battery life.
Mm.
It's absolute crazy. It made me look at my laptop a little weird. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh man.
Honestly,
really, I feel like doubling the battery life is like crazy.
Without increasing the actual battery. They didn't change the size of the battery at all. It's literally just software.
Hmm. I'm going to have to watch this thing. I mean, it makes sense. Yeah, like, things that they achieved such crazy results, I think, is an achievement in and of itself. But yeah, like, the logic is there. When you run things under, like, the same environment, to put it that way, like...
And they're made to work together. And only
run better
with one each other, yeah.
But I guess we'll see. We'll see after the podcast and whenever we watch this video.
It's fucking sick. I love it. Yeah. I'll guess about Apple, whatever. And we have our conversations about Apple and Androids and all that stuff. But, like, I just love how, at least how, if not how cool everything is, at least how cool they make it seem. That they're like, hey, we just changed the chip, this tiny little thing that you don't even see in our laptops, and we somehow doubled your battery. Like, just the fact that they can just, like, frame it like that every once in a while is just cool to me. I mean, any company that does that is insane. Tesla just eventually releasing a battery that can just jumping back to Tesla very quickly, and then we'll leave you guys. Sorry to just harken back to just more tech stuff if you're not that heavy into the tech world. But, like, Tesla's goal and, like, just the EV car goal in general is, like, this famed $1 million battery, or $1 million, this 1,000,000-mile battery, where like that's like it. Like, if like once car makers can make a 1,000,000-mile battery, like that's just donezo for ICE cars. That is just like done. Like, if you can get 1,000,000 miles out of your car battery without it, like, you know, just your car just crapping out on you, that's insane. That's like four or three times more than people keep their cars for now.
Yeah, so I guess technology as a whole has become less about innovation and more about sustainability.
Yeah. Right?
Like, how good can we make this? How long can we make this last? How fast can we make this? It's not about like
the features. What can we make? Features. It's how good do the features actually work?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good spot to be in.
Yeah.
I don't mind this.
Yeah, exactly. Like, When Elon said that they added a new feature, or that they're adding a new feature to, or a new add-on to their Model S's called Ludicrous Mode, that pushes your car home. I'm gonna look up this, because this time is 0 to 60 time is fucking absurd. So like this is really like a tech heavy episode, which is I've wanted to do for a while. I guess we just kind of fell into it, but So Tesla cars, just quick overview. Obviously, they're all electric cars, as you guys already know. But the cool thing about, or one of the very many cool things about all electric cars, is that they don't use a combustion engine. Obviously, they use a car battery. So one thing that you can do with car batteries compared to combustion engines is that car batteries give you a lot more torque and a lot more power, which means that just off rip, if you take a car, right, and you take the combustion engine out, and you were to put in, you know, a comparable, car, like an actual battery and an actual accelerator that way, then your car just goes faster, just off rip. Like, it just gets more power. So like all these cars are insanely fast just based on the fact, not because they made them super fast, but because of the technology, they just so happen to go fast. But their Model S, which is their luxury car, and their fastest car, the base model, hold on a sec, I'm going to click, I'm going to spec this shit out because I'm a noob, because I'm a nerd. But, so their normal model, just, I just like talking about these numbers because I think these numbers are absolutely insane. So they have, so all their models, all of their car models, excuse me, come in two different, like, specs, right? Most of them do. You either get your long range, which just means that the battery's bigger, but you kind of don't get that as big of a jump in acceleration. And then there's the performance, with which just makes your car go faster. It just means, like, hey, I want a faster car. I want the performance version, right? Easy enough, right? So the Model S has a long range 0-60 of 3.7 seconds, which is fast as shit already, right? You know, that's fast.
Insane.
I can't say I'm a car person, but I know that's fast as hell.
I'm pretty sure I got on a roller coaster, which did just that.
Yeah.
And it was a roller coaster.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that just by pushing on the pedal a little bit in your car, right? Yep. So that's a long range version. The performance version has a 0-60 of 2.3 seconds, which is ludicrous. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want something different, if you want something somehow faster than that, in terms of acceleration, they introduced a new model, which is called Plaid. And then below the option, they said, the only thing beyond ludicrous is Plaid. And I think that's hilarious. And it is definitely on brand. But that 0-60 time is, they just have on the website, less than 2 seconds.
Oh my God.
And I don't know if you guys know anything about just how speed works, but once you start getting close to 0 seconds, it gets harder to shave off like those decimal numbers.
Yeah.
But a drop of like 0.3, 0.4 seconds is insane once you get into the twos.
Oh my God, dude. Holy shit. Like,
granted, the car is $130,000, but if you have $130,000 to spend on the car, I think, and if you want a fast car, I don't think there's a better car on the market for you.
Honestly, dude, for, like, just comparing it to other cars in the market, $130,000 for 0-60 in less than 2 seconds is extremely affordable.
500-mile range on one charge.
Wow. 520 on one charge.
That's insane.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
That's like crossing like Pennsylvania, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
On one charge.
So. On one charge.
Wow.
Yeah, Lord, like think about A, how much it costs to fill up your gas tank, and B, how much actual mileage you get out of it before you have to pay that same amount again.
Yep.
Nah, just charge your car how up, good. And you spend like the whatever, like 26 cents a kilowatt or whatever the hell, or like 0.02. Mm-hmm. I forget the cost of a kilowatt hour now, but you pay a fraction of a fraction. I think I like ran numbers just because I was bored one night. And I was like, I wonder how much money I would save just purely on gas if I were to buy a Tesla and just drive it the same as I drive my car now. I calculated I'd save like 2/3 on gas.
What's like the break? Did you calculate like gas, including like the cost of the car?
Yeah.
So what was the break point at which the Tesla became more worth?
Oh no, I didn't do like an MPV on that. I literally just wanted to know just purely gas. Like, I mean, the cost of the, that's a relatively easy MPV to figure out, but I was like, I wonder how much just purely on gas. Cause that's where you save money. Obviously you have to, you know, spend money to make money here, but like, that's where your saving comes in. And that's where you would end up quote unquote that's where your actual investment of an electric car comes in. Right. So I was like, I wonder how much I saved. It wouldn't be that long in terms of gas savings. It would be like a few years.
And I mean, gas prices are also increasing, right? Are they not?
They kind of stagnated since COVID, but gas is, you know, the price of gas is so volatile that...
Mm-hmm. And it's not sustainable. I think we all know that gas just...
No, not at all. And I mean, intuitively, there's only so much gas in the world. So it's going to eventually be, the price is destined to increase dramatically as we keep using it, keep running out of it. But electricity, you can get electricity from a lot of different sources. So electricity is one thing. It's probably one of the, you know, it's way more sustainable. The cost of electricity has not gone up.
Yeah, electricity, unlike gasoline, is sustainable. I mean, it's just the difference.
But yeah, it's insanity. I just love looking at just stuff like this, because like, just the numbers on paper, these cars, it's like, why would anyone buy any other car?
Yeah, think about how good cars are going to be
like 20 years from now, when you know, we can like comfortably afford like high-end cars. Oh my god, yo, like car, do you think it'll be 0 to 60 in 0.1 seconds?
Obviously. Well, that's not the thing, though. It's like, I don't need, like, I've never been the person to want, like, I mean, like, you know, like, it just, I don't know if it's like a guy thing or if it's like an everyone thing, but like, I feel like everyone wants, has like their eye on a nice car. Not that they're ever actually like in the market for one, but like every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, I like, if I could buy any car, they would have like some expensive car, right? I've never really been like,
yeah,
that.
I think people have that.
Huh?
Well, I was just agreeing. Yeah, like people.
Oh, you were agreeing. Okay.
A car that they usually like.
Yeah, so like usually people have like, oh, like these, like, I mean, they're not usually, I feel like the vast majority of people don't have like these lucrative, like, I feel like not everyone wants like, you know, like a Bugatti or like all these multi-million dollar cars or anything like that. But it's like, at this point, like my dream car is literally just like a higher end Tesla. That's it. That is expensive, mind you, but isn't on unobtainable levels of expensive, because there are just so many benefits to it. It's insane. Like the absolute dream car that I could have is like the new Roadster, which, just for the people who are interested, does in the numbers that we were just talking about, does 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds and has a range of 600 miles. It's an animal.
Oh man.
But that's for a quarter mil, so. So I'm going to have to sell a lot of company if I want to get anywhere close to that. But yeah.
I think my dream car is also would it be a Roadster? I guess there's nothing else for me at this point. I've kind of been turned off of like gas cars at this point.
Yeah. And I mean, where I think a lot of people, where I think there is going to be some lag in like adoption rate, is self-driving, or at least like full self-driving, where like that's the only way to get around in the car is self-driving. I was talking to one of my coworkers years ago about, we were just like driving along somewhere, and they asked me, like, I think we just passed a test or something, we were just talking, and he asked me how long I thought it would take for like full self, like the vast majority of the cars on the road to be like self-driving, or like where you can, like full self-driving is like the norm, like that's like the normal thing. It's not like every single car has it, but that's now the new normal. And
yeah,
but that's like the only way to do it. Like, you can't get in your car and go somewhere without you telling it where to go and then it going. And I told him that I thought that would be insanely close to almost, not almost never happening, but I feel like a lot of people, like, I love driving. Like, I love driving my car. I don't necessarily, like, I want to, like, to clarify, like, the physical act of driving, like, me, like, the stopping and the starting and, like, me actually having to pay attention and turning, all that stuff. Like, I love doing that kind of stuff. Like, I love long drives.
Tell you,
I feel like a lot of people are sharing that thing. Yeah. Like, I feel like driving is a fun thing to do for some people it's not. For some people it's literally just a chore. But, like, for people who enjoy it, like, I feel like I would only ever use, like, autopilot if, like, I'm just literally just not in the mood. If I'm literally just on straight road, like, straight highway, like, that would
be on your way to work.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could just get a couple more minutes to sleep.
Oh, my God.
That would be nice.
It would be nice. It's dangerous as shit, but it would be nice. I remember the old videos. I remember the old videos of, like, news reports where, like, people, they, like, show footage of people, like, this is, like, first when self-driving came out. Like, they had people, like, they showed videos of people, like, falling asleep at the wheel, like, on the highway, and their cars just zipping along. I found that hilarious. That's a real thing, though.
Yeah. I mean, I've also seen videos of people just fake sleeping and, like recording other people's reactions.
Yeah.
Dude, that sounds like fun.
It's funny. It's, this world is going to change very quickly and very dramatically, and I'm here for it from a technology standpoint. Especially if it brings about cool shit like this.
Yeah, and, you know, this change, you know, some people like it, some people don't.
Yeah.
One might say it leaves you with a bittersweet taste. Remember to like, subscribe, comment.
No, we're probably going to lose subscribers off that little
Ah, shit.
That literally flew in my head for the first, like, half second. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh, yeah, right, that's the name of the podcast. I did name this podcast, guys. I just forget sometimes.
I'm always here to plug it, Nick. Say no more. Check us out on all platforms. Remember, Spotify, Apple Music.
Plugging the podcast the people are currently listening to on said podcast is disgusting.
Nah, dude. Come on. We got to get that engagement. If we don't get it...
Tell them to like and subscribe and hit the follow button. I'm not sure how... Hit the follow button on your DSP, wherever you're listening to this. Yeah, man. Yeah. That was
our... Support is appreciated.
Huh?
All support is appreciated. Yes,
all and any support is very much appreciated. But I think we'll finish off with that little... We went on like a wild... That... I did not... I mean, I'm literally looking at the topic sheet right here. I did not expect to go that deep into tech, but hey, man, I love talking about it. So,
Well, that was a good episode. It was long. It's more than an hour, right?
Way more than that. I think we're hitting like 1:15, something like that.
Oh wow! Yeah. Well, that was fun.
I don't want to talk about. Hell yeah! Well, hey guys, thank you all for listening and to just hearing two nerds talk about just a bunch of. We talked about a lot of nerdy shit this episode.
Elon Musk, Apple,
we talked about stocks for like 10 minutes, stocks, which is nerdy.
Talked a little bit about the physics of speed.
That shit is cool. I love talking about stuff like that. So, yeah. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Again, it's at least it was a lot lighter than last episode.
I think this is a good contrast.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, man. Today's Wednesday, but you guys will be hearing this Thursday. If you guys are hearing this on Thursday, which I forgot to upload on Thursday last time because of the PS5.
Oh, really? When did you upload? Speaking of which, there was a queue. I didn't say anything. I didn't want to interrupt.
There was another Walmart one at 3, right? Walmart's tomorrow. I think there's a Walmart queue at 3 tomorrow.
Yeah, that is what I heard, but I got in that PS5 queue during the podcast, and I was extremely sad when I saw the message that they were sold out, and I didn't even get into the website, so.
Also stupid. I mean, whatever, it's, you know, supply and demand, what are you going to do, but.
Yep.
Seeing some of those prices on eBay make my heart hurt.
Oh, man.
Seeing the price of the ones that people crazy. Bought makes my heart hurt.
Oh yeah,
like y'all couldn't have waited like 4 months, really?
Not even 4 months. Like realistically, 1 month, honestly. Like, I'm sure there'll be a lot. They'll be accessible for less than $1,000 in a month.
I just want to be able to walk into a store and just grab one.
Yep.
I wish it was sooner than later, but I know that it won't be. Oh God. But when I do. Of course, check in on my Twitch. Again, twitch.tv/hicknope. I'm going to be...
Is it hicknope? Did I say Nicope earlier?
No, I think you said hicknope.
All right. I hope I didn't ruin the plug.
No, you're good. I think I'll show up on both. But yeah, hicknope. HICKNOPE.
There it is.
Yeah, man. Well, go check out... Well, if you're listening to this on Thursday... go listen to the music that we just talked about, that we mentioned at the very beginning of the episode.
Wow. Feel like ages ago.
I am so excited. I can't even describe how happy I am that I'm getting. Realistically, three of my favorite female artists, all in 1 week.
All you need is Sabrina Claudio, right?
What? Like
full length album.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it's just a single, which kind of bummed me out. But mm-hmm. Hey, she's something. Past the year. It's been more than a year since her last one. So I'm expecting music from her soon, and you guys will definitely hear me talk about it as soon as I hear a whiff. I get a whiff about that. It's coming. But again, thank you all for listening. Brad, anything you want to close out with?
Thank you. Appreciate the support, if any. Love you all.
Much love, baby. All right. Deuces. See you guys on Monday and Thursday next week. Deuces.
Yep. See you Thursday.